Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Leslie, Les, Jackson, Tompkins. I have lots of names that I have used throughout throughout time so far. And I am here to talk about personal failures. And it was really hard for me to figure out which ones I'm going to talk about. I have had so many professional failures. So let me first start and just let you know, I am a lifelong Maryland resident. And I have huge Maryland pride, okay? I have huge Maryland pride, and I support our city. I support our state. And I'd like to say that I am one of the best stewards of government money that there ever was, okay? That's what I do throughout my career, was to basically watch money and make sure that the people that weren't supposed to have it didn't get it. So let's see, my first career, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and it was always a good thing to come back to if I lost my job, was to be a private detective. So I spent years being a private detective, and it's a great career for a woman who doesn't have children, who can do overnight, you know, surveillance duties and things that married or people, you know, with children that you have to actually watch. So being a private detective was absolutely amazing, and I learned so much about the city. I don't think there's a neighborhood in this city that I haven't spent at least 8 to 12 hours sitting in. So I know the city, I know it well, I know the people, and I thoroughly enjoyed being a private detective. But, you know, you got to move up a little. Sometimes you actually have to be responsible for other things. And so I said, you know what? There's a job for me. I'm going to try this state government job. I really liked it and had lots of investigation aspects to it. And I really thought I was doing well until my boss punched me in the eye. My boss punched me in the eye 2 weeks before my wedding. I mean, these are the things that they really happen. I would really like to think that by now these things don't happen, but unfortunately they actually do. So part of my message is that if anybody ever touches you or treats you poorly, you need to call 911. That was one of my very first failings, was not calling 911 when I got punched. So I got that one. I got through that one. Well, of course, I lost my job. How is it that I lose my job? Well, you know, low man on the totem pole. Government is a machine, and that machine chewed me up and spit me out more than once. So I said, okay, all right, I'm going to try something else. I'm going to go back to being a private detective because I'm really good at lying to people. And you know what else? People tell a pregnant woman anything. So as a private detective, the best thing to be was pregnant, because honestly, everyone believes you. You look pretty pathetic, and you look really harmless, although I wasn't. So being pregnant, well, being a private detective doesn't really lead to having children and a married life. It makes it very difficult. So I tried another government job, and it did have a lot of surveillance in it, so it was very good with my transferable skills. So I go back to the government, and I worked there for 3 days before I would sign my contract, because I was so afraid that the same government, you know, the same government was going to treat me the same way. And I was just, you know, really gun shy. So I did accept. I did eventually sign and became an actual employee. And I worked there for a long time. And you don't necessarily control your bosses. So I had a boss, and he was referred to as the midget cop. Do you know what my name was? The midget cop junior. So that's my next professional failing, is to be aligned with someone who's just not the company guy that the company wants. What am I going to do? You completely have me by the short hairs. I have 4 children at home, a husband, and a single income. I can't go anywhere. I'm not going to get insurance. I'm not going to get holidays. I'm not going to get flexibility to take off with my kids. So I have to stay here. It's yes, it's a choice to stay, but it's the least of the evils that I thought were out there. So what comes next? A big, ugly divorce. A big, ugly divorce. That's a failure. It's a personal failure, but it truly transfers over into your professional world. So for 22 years, I was a professional woman with a particular last name. I get a divorce and I have to keep that shitty last name because it's my professional name. So, of course, now I'm stuck with a shitty ass divorce, a shitty ass last name, and a shitty ass boss. So, eventually, after my shitty ass boss left, I tried to apply for another position because I've got to start, I got to do something. I can't just sit here and stagnate. So, of course, I apply for a job in upper management. Yeah. You're not getting it. You're not eligible for this position. This is not going to be for you because you need to reinvent yourself. You are going nowhere. After all my education, after taking so many professional exams and failing many of them, paying to retake them out of my own pocket, and then for them to say, we don't want you here, and we surely don't want you any further up in management. So it was really a hard blow, and to hear that you have to reinvent yourself, you know, at age 42, you have to reinvent yourself. Are you kidding me? Well, guess what? Damn it, I did. And I said, what can I do now? I got to get out of here. I can't do this any longer. And you know what? I became the boss. I applied for a different job in state government. And that job in state government took me all the way down to Annapolis, and I became the boss of my old employer. So, let me tell you how it feels to be sitting across the table from your old boss and your old employer who treated you so poorly, and now they have to, yes, ma'am, I'll tell you what, yes, you better, yes, ma'am, me, you know, holding $100 million of money on an annual budget, that's a lot of cake, and they really like that cake, so, I almost am grateful that they told me that I needed to reinvent myself because damn it, I did. I reinvented myself even better than I was, and I made it through 31 years and I have a pension. I made it. You know what I mean? Those are the things you have to think about. What's the important part? You know, at the end of the road, you will have a pension. You do have health care. You have these things. And so those are the trade-offs that you have to make throughout the whole entire career, and what's in the best one for you. And I'll tell you right now, you got to have a core. You got to have a core of women. You have to have a core of people that have your best interests at heart, no matter what it is. And I have brought my people, my tribe with me, and whenever I ask them something, they always give me the answer that has my best interest at heart. Of course, I brought my super core tribe members, my mom, and so if I were to tell a lie, mom, would you call me out? Yes, she would. So, of course, my mother's been the one that has to listen to all the tears, and my bestie's back there having to listen to all my tears because I cry all the time. I just do. It just happens. So. I think I'm okay on time. Thank you. Everyone, I really appreciate it, and I'm happy to answer any questions at the intermission. Thank you, everyone.